Education and Training Quality Authority, Kingdom of Bahrain National Examinations. Grade 9, English Language Listening Test. You have two papers, the question paper and the answer sheet. Do not open the question paper until you are told to do so. Now you will hear the instructions for the listening test. There are two parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. At the beginning of each recording, you will hear this sound. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. When you have completed all parts of the listening test, you will have 5 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. You must not speak during the test. Open your question paper now. The test is about to begin. Grade 9 Listening Test 2026. Part 1. Questions 1 to 5. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, there is a question and 3 pictures, A, B, and C. Choose the correct letter. Before we start, here is an example. Which activity will the dolphins do in the show?
Hello, can you tell me what kinds of things the dolphins do in the show? Do they just swim around?
Well, actually, you will see them dancing with each other. Last year, we trained them to play with a ball, like a football game, but people who were standing too close used to get wet.
Right. Will the dolphins jump through hoops?
No, madam. I'm afraid they won't.
The dolphins will dance in the show, so there is a circle around the letter B. You now have 1 minute to look at questions 1 to 5. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1. What will the woman have for lunch?
Hi, madam. Do you need any help?
I'm hungry. What do you have for lunch today?
There are 2 main dishes today. Chicken burgers and cheese pizzas.
Let me think. Yesterday I had pizza, so I'll have 1 chicken burger, please.
Any drinks? Water, maybe?
No, I'll go for a glass of orange juice, please. Although I usually have a cup of tea.
Anything else?
Yes, an apple, please. Or, you know what? I'll have a bar of chocolate instead.
Now listen again.
Hi, madam. Do you need any help?
I'm hungry. What do you have for lunch today?
There are two main dishes today, chicken burgers and cheese pizzas.
Let me think. Yesterday I had pizza, so I'll have one chicken burger, please.
Any drinks? Water, maybe?
No, I'll go for a glass of orange juice, please, although I usually have a cup of tea.
Anything else?
Oh, yes, an apple, please, or, you know what, I'll have a bar of chocolate instead.
Question 2. What sport will Joe play?
Hello, Joe. Welcome to our sports club. Which sports do you like?
Thank you, coach. Well, I love tennis, and I have all the equipment.
Unfortunately, all the places are taken. Volleyball would be excellent because you're tall and have a good reach.
I've never played it before. I don't know if I'd like it.
I have another idea. I heard you did well in your old club's football matches. You'll fit right in with the team here.
Okay, coach. I'll give it a try.
Now listen again.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to our sports club. Which sports do you like?
Thank you, coach. Well, I love tennis, and I have all the equipment.
Unfortunately, all the places are taken. Volleyball would be excellent because you're tall and have a good reach.
I've never played it before. I don't know if I'd like it.
I have another idea. I heard you did well in your old club's football matches. You'll fit right in with the team here.
Okay, coach. I'll give it a try.
Question 3. Where are the students going to go?
Ali, you're the class president. I want to take the class on a school trip as a reward for their hard work. What do you think?
Wow, that'd be great.
I thought of going to the zoo, but it's far too hot for that. We should go somewhere cooler.
The swimming club would be a lot of fun. We all love it.
I know, but it's closed for repair. So the only other option is to go to the cinema. Will they like it?
Yes, I'm sure they'll love it.
Now listen again.
Ali, you're the class president. I want to take the class on a school trip as a reward for their hard work. What do you think?
Wow, that'd be great.
I thought of going to the zoo, but it's far too hot for that. We should go somewhere cooler.
The swimming club would be a lot of fun. We all love it.
I know, but it's closed for repair. So the only other option is to go to the cinema. Will they like it?
Yes, I'm sure they'll love it.
Question 4. When will Alan pick up his sister on Saturday?
Alan, remember that you're picking me up on Saturday morning to take me to the cinema.
Of course I haven't forgotten, Helen. My football training finishes at 9, so I'll come after that. You should be ready at 9:30 for me to get you. You told me that the film doesn't start till 10, so we'll have plenty of time.
Yeah, that's good. I don't want you to drive too fast.
Now listen again.
Alan, remember that you're picking me up on Saturday morning to take me to the cinema.
Of course I haven't forgotten, Helen. My football training finishes at 9, so I'll come after that. You should be ready at 9:30 for me to get you. You told me that the film doesn't start till 10, so we'll have plenty of time.
Yeah, that's good. I don't want you to drive too fast.
Question 5. What colour socks are permitted at the school?
Hello, Mrs. Jones. I'm afraid I have to talk to you about your son's school uniform. He's been wearing the wrong socks for the past week.
Really? What's wrong with his socks?
Yesterday, he was wearing white socks. Our school rules is that students must always wear black socks. Today, he's wearing blue socks, which are also not allowed.
I see. Well, I'm sorry. I'll make sure he wears the right colour socks from now on.
Now listen again.
Hello, Mrs. Jones. I'm afraid I have to talk to you about your son's school uniform. He's been wearing the wrong socks for the past week.
Really? What's wrong with his socks?
Yesterday, he was wearing white socks. Our school rules is that students must always wear black socks. Today, he's wearing blue socks, which are also not allowed.
I see. Well, I'm sorry. I'll make sure he wears the right colour socks from now on.
Now turn to part 2. Part 2. Questions 6 to 10. You will hear someone talking to a group of parents about a new toy library. Choose the correct letter A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our new toy library here on High Street. It's not far from Long Street, where you'll find the old library, and very convenient for the toy shop on Park Street.
The old library is on Long Street, so there is a circle around the letter C. You now have 1 minute to look at questions 6 to 10. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our new toy library here on High Street. It's not far from Long Street, where you'll find the old library, and very convenient for the toy shop on Park Street. Although our toy library is a new addition here, toy libraries have existed for a long time. The first one was opened in 1935 in Los Angeles, but it was not until the 1970s that the idea of the toy library appeared. That's more than 50 years ago. Our own building took 3 years to build, although we have been planning a toy library for the town for a long time. It took 10 years to get all the permissions we needed and to raise money to buy all the new toys for the library. The toy library is available for all children to use between the ages of 3 and 14. To register as a member, you just need to fill in our application form here at the library. No need for your child to come, just provide us with a photo when you apply. The system is simple when a child comes to the toy library. For £10 per year, each child gets a membership card, a cute brochure with a list of toys, and a special blue bag for carrying the toys home. It doesn't matter if the child forgets to bring the brochure. There is a list on the notice board. The card is essential. And it's okay if you lose your bag. There are always spare ones available. Now, I'm sure you all want to know what you can and cannot borrow from the library. You'll be surprised to hear that computer games are available to teenagers, but not to young kids. Sports equipment can only be lent out for special reasons. All other toys, such as board games and activity games, are available to all kids, apart from drawing books, which must stay in the library. You can always come and play with the toys here. We have large play areas with shelves all round for the toys. If you want to take any of the toys home, you can borrow them as you would borrow a book in the library. Finally, I would like to say that we are always happy to take old, unwanted toys that you may no longer need at home. So, if you have any toys that you would like to give away to the library, please ask at the reception desk and they will tell you to put them near the coffee shop. But please, don't put them in the box by the entrance. Now, are there any questions?
Now listen again.
Hello everyone, and welcome to our new toy library here on High Street. It's not far from Long Street, where you'll find the old library, and very convenient for the toy shop on Park Street. Although our toy library is a new addition here, toy libraries have existed for a long time. The first one was opened in 1935 in Los Angeles, but it was not until the 1970s that the idea of the toy library appeared. That's more than 50 years ago. Our own building took 3 years to build, although we have been planning a toy library for the town for a long time. It took 10 years to get all the permissions we needed and to raise money to buy all the new toys for the library. The toy library is available for all children to use between the ages of 3 and 14. To register as a member, you just need to fill in our application form here at the library. No need for your child to come, just provide us with a photo when you apply. The system is simple when a child comes to the toy library. For £10 per year, each child gets a membership card, a cute brochure with a list of toys, and a special blue bag for carrying the toys home. It doesn't matter if the child forgets to bring the brochure. There is a list on the notice board. The card is essential. And it's okay if you lose your bag. There are always spare ones available. Now, I'm sure you all want to know what you can and cannot borrow from the library. You'll be surprised to hear that computer games are available to teenagers, but not to young kids. Sports equipment can only be lent out for special reasons. All other toys, such as board games and activity games, are available to all kids, apart from drawing books, which must stay in the library. You can always come and play with the toys here. We have large play areas with shelves all round for the toys. If you want to take any of the toys home, you can borrow them as you would borrow a book in the library. Finally, I would like to say that we are always happy to take old, unwanted toys that you may no longer need at home. So, if you have any toys that you would like to give away to the library, please ask at the reception desk and they will tell you to put them near the coffee shop. But please, don't put them in the box by the entrance. Now, are there any questions?
We have now come to the end of the test. You now have 5 minutes to look over your answers and copy them onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. You will be reminded when there is 1 minute left. You now have 1 minute left. That is the end of the listening test.